This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. One common trait among post-Civil War African-American leaders seems to have been their energy. Many were truly activists in numerous endeavors. Henry Fitzbutler is a case in point. He was born in 1837 in Canada, to which his enslaved father had fled years before. After becoming the first African-American graduate of the University of Michigan Medical School, the newly minted doctor and his wife Sarah came to Louisville to fill a need for black physicians and to advocate for equal access to accommodations. As he set up his practice, becoming the first black licensed physician in Kentucky, Fitzbutler began training others in his profession. He lobbied the Kentucky General Assembly for a medical school open to all races, which was established in 1888 as the Louisville National Medical College on today's West Liberty Street. A hospital was added in 1894. Over the years, the three-year medical school produced 175 doctors, including Fitzbutler's wife, Sarah, before it closed in 1912. Three of the couple's five children also became physicians.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky's story for 49 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.